This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the cabinet approval for 3 multi-tracking projects covering various districts across Delhi, Haryana, Maharashtra and Karnataka will strengthen rail infrastructure, reduce logistic cost and create job opportunities for the youth. Mr. Modi said, the decision of widening National Highway 167 from Godavelur to Mehboobnagar on the Hyderabad-Panji economic corridor will boost economic growth, create employment and further ease of living. Prime Minister Modi said the cabinet has also approved a 4-lane access-controlled greenfield corridor between Gohpur and Numaligarh, including India's first underwater road-cum-rail tunnel under the Brahmaputra. Mr. Modi said, the cabinet has also approved the extension corridor from Noida Sector 142 to Botanical Garden. Government announced the launch of the PM Rahat or Road Accident Victim Hospitalization and Assured Treatment Scheme. Under the scheme, every eligible road accident victim on any category of road will be entitled to cashless treatment of up to 1.5 lakh rupees per victim for a period of 7 days from the date of accident. Road Transport and Highways Ministry said that the decision underscores the government's commitment to ensuring that no life is lost due to lack of immediate medical assistance after a road accident. The ministry said reimbursement to hospitals will be made through the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, is meant to ensure connectivity, logistics and trade. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference yesterday, Dr. Jayashankar stressed that reforms of the United Nations are urgently required to ensure it reflects contemporary geopolitical realities and remains effective in addressing today's global challenges. Talking about India's oil procurement, the minister said that oil companies in India, as in Europe and other parts of the world, look at availability, cost and risk and take the decision that they think is in the best interest.
Where the energy issues are concerned, oil companies in India, as in Europe, as probably in other parts of the world, look at availability, look at cost, look at risks and take the decisions that they feel is in the best interest. So many things are changing and so many of us are doing our calculations and recalculations.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met Bavarian Minister for European and International Affairs, Mr. Eric Weiswanger, in Munich, Germany yesterday. In a social media post, Ms. Sitharaman said that in the light of the German Chancellor's recent visit to India in January this year, the two leaders discussed the deep bilateral partnership that the two nations continue to enhance. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has ordered the immediate suspension of Executive Engineer Satyajit Salve following an accident on Metro Line 4 in Mulund on Saturday. One person lost his life in the incident and 3 others were injured. The state government has announced financial assistance of 5 lakh rupees for the family of the deceased and will bear the full medical expenses of the injured. In Bangladesh, newly elected members of parliament and cabinet members are set to be sworn in tomorrow following a landslide victory of Bangladesh Nationalist Party or BNP in the 13th national election. BNP secured 209 seats in Thursday's parliamentary election held alongside a referendum. Mahashivratri is being celebrated across the country today with deep devotion and spiritual fervour. Considered one of the most sacred occasions for devotees of Lord Shiv, the day is marked by fasting, special prayers and night-long worship at temples. Thousands of devotees take holy dips at pilgrim sites, seeking blessings for peace and prosperity. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to the countrymen on the auspicious occasion. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on arch rivals Pakistan in a high-voltage clash at the R. Premadasa Stadium later today, with both teams aiming to maintain their winning momentum. The game is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. Indian time. In women's cricket, India will take on Australia in the first T20 international of the 3-match series in Sydney today at 1:40 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.